Cruise lines have been threatening to go to court for months. Now they've filed their legal paperwork saying the tax violates terms of the U.S. Constitution as well as specific federal law. John Binkley is president of the Alaska Cruise Association, which represents 9 lines that sail state waters.
We feel that the entry fee or head tax is, as it's been implemented by the state, is illegal, and that it really does hurt Alaskans and Alaskan businesses in terms of the economy, and that the court system really is the best venue or the place to resolve the issue.
Cruise passengers are charged a $50 excise tax, which generates about $50 million a year. $4 funds the Ocean Rangers Environmental Monitoring Program. The other $46 goes to port cities in the state for docks, tourist facilities, and other work. Binkley says the $46 tax forces visitors to pay for government projects that have nothing to do with cruise ships, but the industry is not challenging the remaining amount.
Well, the $4 is really a specific service to the ships and to the passengers that we don't feel is illegal. And so that's why we haven't challenged that portion.
The lawsuit is against State Revenue Commissioner Patrick Galvin because his agency collects the tax. Attorney General Dan Sullivan says the Department of Law will vigorously defend the tax.
There's no doubt that the passengers that come on the cruise ships contribute significantly to our economy. But it's also undisputed that the state and local communities have provided significant infrastructure and services to host these passengers, and the law allows for users of such services to be required to pay their fair share of the costs.
The fee was put into place by the Cruise Ship Initiative, a ballot proposition approved by voters in 2006. The tourism industry says it's driven 3 lines to pull ships out of the Alaska market next year. Initiative author Joe Geldof says the economy is hurting the industry more than the tax, and he says the cruise lines are taking a cowardly approach by going to court.
They have tossed in the proverbial kitchen sink and every other theory pretty much that they can claim, but at the heart of the matter, and the most interesting one, is the issue of whether or not the excise tax levied on the passengers was properly spent.
Tax backers say much of the money has been used properly. They point to funding for dock repairs, mooring buoys, and harbor dredging. But they have criticized legislative appropriations to the Anchorage Zoo, the Wasilla Railroad Station, and the Palmer Visitor Center. Initiative backer Chip Toma represents the group Responsible Cruising in Alaska.
We want to make sure, and we've been very conservative about this in expressing that to the legislature, that we think it ought to be spent as close to the ships, as close to the docks as possible for primary infrastructure. And if they do that, we think it will survive any kind of a legal test. But spreading that money far and beyond and away from the docks is probably not the best idea.
Toma's group went to former Governor Sarah Palin and the legislature with its concerns. He says cruise lines should have done the same thing.
I'm just disappointed the industry didn't participate in the capital budget discussions that we had in the legislature this year. They could have come in and submitted a list and said, these are projects that we have problems with.
Tourism industry leaders have asked lawmakers to eliminate the passenger tax. Several legislators say that won't happen, though they're willing to discuss changes. Binkley says cruise lines already tried that approach.
You know, our preference initially was to deal with the legislature in trying to achieve some kind of balance on this issue, and we've been unsuccessful with that, and that's why we've felt that ultimately we have to deal with it in a judicial setting.
One legislative body is already considering the tax's legality. The House Judiciary Committee heard from industry attorneys this summer, and it's planned a follow-up meeting this month to get the state's view. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.